Hi, I'm Natalie Lopez.
And I'm Trinity Nowicki.
And today we're going to talk about what things you can do that can help you stay busy during this pandemic.
Yep, instead of binge-watching Netflix.
Yeah, you know, I think it's so easy to do that.
Yeah, you can get really lost into a show, and I'm not bashing any of these shows because Tiger King really slaps right now, but I think we've got some good ideas that other people can try.
Me too. Speaking of which, have you seen Tiger King?
I actually have seen Tiger King. It was pretty gnarly.
That's what my boyfriend says, but I'm holding on this, like, holding off as much as I can, because once I get sucked in, I'm nervous I won't be able to get out.
Yeah. That is the truth, especially with shows like that. It's not very long, but you can get lost in it.
Yeah, he definitely said it was super easy to binge it.
Oh, yeah, that show, it's like you watch one episode and then you can't stop at all until you're done.
Yeah, I think shows do that on purpose.
it's definitely on purpose.
So, some activities, like, I've been doing was, like, reading books lately.
Oh, what books have you read recently?
Have you read the book, Becoming by Michelle Obama?
I have not. I didn't know she writes.
I was surprised, too. So, the book is basically about, like, her perspective on, like, her life, and it shows, because honestly, I'm not trying to, like, insult her or anything, but I thought she was just, like, a first lady until I read this book, and she actually did so much more, and it was more like she started charities, she was really involved with the community, and I was like, oh, I never knew. So it was more like an inspiring book that, like, just makes you want to just go out there and, like, do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll have to read it. I think the only thing that really kind of was drilled in my head in 2008 when Michelle Obama was the first lady was all the healthy living things that she did and encouraging kids at a very young age to eat healthy, and I don't know why that just stuck with me, but I forgot all the lovely charities she was interested in and she created.
Yeah, I totally, like, forgot about that because she did. It's crazy because she does mention that, and it all started with just creating a simple garden in the White House.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, what? And it just, like, inspired her, like, that garden inspired her to campaign for healthy living, and I was like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a good start, huh?
Yeah, definitely. So what have you been doing during this quarantine?
I have actually dusted off my roller skates, and I've been starting to roller skate in the parking lot of my apartment, as funny as it is. Did you know that roller skating improves heart health?
Sweet.
Yeah, when you roller skate, you activate your core and your thigh muscles and your arms, and it causes 50% less stress to your joints than running does.
Huh. So I feel like that's easier than riding a bike, because, you know, like, a bike is kind of like, it's kind of bulky, so you can't, like, take it everywhere. Like, you say you live in apartments.
Yeah. It actually is easier, a little bit more balanced, I think, than biking does.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very, very clumsy. So it's really hard, but it's really fun, and I love it. Oh, speaking of bikes, have you seen all the bike stores just having all those, like, ads and everyone's buying bikes and riding them down the coast?
Yeah, they've actually, like, everywhere, too, like, you say bike stores, but also, like, on OfferUp, like, those Facebook groups, like the exchanges. They're like going sold out so fast.
Oh my goodness. My boyfriend was looking on, I think, I forgot if it was OfferUp or Letgo for a bike. And he was looking at a bike and it was sold within 4 minutes of it being posted.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was like, whoa. People, but that's actually like a super good thing because people are being like active.
Yeah. Bike riding is good for your health too and for your posture.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. It's also good for decreasing stress levels too. And of course, when you work out more, you feel better just in general. But yeah, when you're riding a bike, you kind of have to sit straight up because if you're slouching kind of funny. Have you listened to any good podcasts lately?
Podcasts. Let's see. My boyfriend actually has created some, so I've kind of like, you know, been supporting his. But I also follow the, have you heard of Jay Shetty?
I feel like the name is familiar, but no.
He's kind of like an Instagram famous, but also used to be a monk, so he's kind of like an advocate for, what do you call it, like, for bettering yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So, he has a podcast, and he just talks about some really, really, like, gnarly, like, life scenarios, and really, like, tries to help you better yourself. And I think that's really important, especially right now.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
What about you? Have you listened to any podcasts?
That's funny as it sounds, the only podcasts I've been actually up to date listening to are the ones on the Verion Telescope website. But I think I'm going to be listening to more podcasts because I've heard of so many motivational podcasts that my friends have been listening to that I think I'll have to hop in.
Yeah, I like podcasts because you can be busy, like, cleaning or, like, making a long drive to, like, from here to Escondido or, like, San Diego, just, like, a long drive, and you can just listen to them.
Yeah.
So it's easy to, like, listen to one episode after another. It's almost like a movie, but, like, not watching it.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about, 100%.
Yeah.
I find it so much easier to listen to a book than to read it. And that's going to be why I'm going to start listening to podcasts, especially on the road.
Yeah, it's so funny you say that because going back to the book that I was talking about, Becoming, I actually got super into it because, you know, I think it's Amazon that they offer that app Audible with audiobooks.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so I think it's, like, the first one or two books are free, so you can, like, you can discover the app. And so I was like, okay, cool, I'll listen to Becoming. It's funny because you can listen to audiobooks in the actual author's voice.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Me either. I thought it was just, like, a random, like, voice. No, so Becoming, I listened to it in Michelle Obama's voice.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
It was really cool.
Wow.
So, I'm not doing an advertisement, however, no. Listen to Audible in the first one or two, I think. The audiobooks are free.
I'm definitely going to have to do that. Thank you for the recommendation.
Of course. Again, not an ad, just a recommendation. But yeah, those are just some of the things that I've been doing during this quarantine to keep me busy.
Have you decided to bake anything yet?
I did bake cinnamon rolls the other day.
Oh, did you do them from scratch or from the can?
Oh, from the can. You know, the Pillsbury ones?
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah, but I think I overcooked them a little bit, so the The bottom was a little, like, toasty.
Oh, yeah, a little crispy, crunchy.
Yeah. What about you? Have you been baking?
I have been baking. I've made both lemon blueberry bread and then banana bread, too.
Yeah.
Baking is so much fun, but I brought that up because I've been to the store and flour and yeast and all the good stuff has been sold out.
Yeah, I saw that. My mom mentioned that, actually. She was like, I can't find flour anywhere. I was like, that's so odd.
I think everybody's making sourdough.
Sourdough. I hear that, too. Sourdough bread. But that sounds, you said blueberry lemon.
Yeah, blueberry bread, or blueberry lemon bread, and then banana bread, too.
Yeah, that sounds so good. I might have to try that.
Really good. I'll have to send you the recipes. I already forgot where they came from. I just Google things when they come up.
Honestly, that's totally fine. Or Pinterest. Pinterest is very dangerous right now.
Pinterest, for sure. You see a recipe and you just go for it.
Yeah, and I like how they have the tutorial videos or, like, the recipes.
Oh, I think that is so neat. I love that, too.
Yeah, and it's just super easy to just, like, oh, okay, step by step.
Yeah. Wow. So now whoever's listening to us knows what to do during this quarantine.
Definitely. From reading more books to roller skating to baking.
Oh, yeah.
Goes on.
The list goes on. Hop on a set of wheels and enjoy your life a little bit more, right?
Definitely. And stay off those Netflix shows. No offense, Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Put binge watching all that.
So, I'm Natalie Lopez.
And I'm Trinity Nowicki.
And these are just a few things you could do during this quarantine. Have fun.
Thank you.